Arizona Sports. The local sports leader. Burns and Gambo, the 4 o'clock reset.
4 o'clock reset.
All right, 4 o'clock on a Friday. Woo! Mitch steps in to get a
Friday.
What's going on sports?
Friday.
Venerdì. That's Friday.
Venerdì. There's Verdi, I think, is
Lunedì, Martedì, Mercoledì, Giovedì, Venerdì,
Burns
Sabato,
just got that
Domenica.
Face that he doesn't know Italian or Venerdì. French, apparently.
No, it's just the
Listen,
it's just
when
the
he face. Comes to visit me in my villa, baby, we're going to teach him. When he comes to visit me.
You'll be his personal Duolingo?
Exactly. I know.
Wow.
Exactly.
I'm glad to know I still have an invite to the villa, considering that I'm sitting in on the Gambo show here.
I was going
to
say, Gambo, this is your show. Are you ready to push the reset button?
Please.
Let's go. Push
Here
it.
We go.
Push
Days
it.
Days like today are difficult. They're sad. I sympathize with and understand and feel sorry about what the fans of the Coyotes are going through. There probably is every conceivable emotion, and I respect that, and I feel badly about that.
That's the voice of NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman earlier today speaking on the relocation of the Coyotes. Bettman, as well as Alex Morello, addressed several questions from the media, mostly about the departure of the franchise, but there was also some questions about the future of the AHL's Roadrunners, as that is still under Morello's control. It's funny, too, that Morello had to issue a slight correction when he was on the Gambo show yesterday.
Oh, I thought you had
that. That was my setup.
You don't have anything to play.
I thought you were set up a soundbite.
What, you're looking for this?
Hey, it's Gambo from the Gambo show.
There you go.
Morello did say that I had to make a correction for what I said on the Gambo show because he said that the Roadrunners were coming to the Mullet Arena. They're going to play at Mullet. Now, what I heard late last night, and I think I tweeted this out, is that there's a chance that they play in both. That they play in Tucson and they play at the Mullet
Arena.
And he
brought that up today during the press conference.
Did he?
Yeah,
okay.
He mentioned that there's a chance they
Because that's play. What I was told last night. I believe I tweeted that out last night.
Yeah.
Along with, I think that the Utah team is not even going to make a name. They're not going to have a name this year.
Potentially might not have a name this
they
year.
They might not have a name. They might just be the Utah Hockey Club for the first year.
I saw that tweet from you as well. Yeah, when Morello spoke to AZ Central, quote, I think I misspoke when I went on the Gambo show and I said that they were coming. That's not correct, close quote. So that's okay, Alex.
Now go get us an iced tea, right?
I was... Not Alex, me. That's inside
I'll be getting
joke.
Burnsy a limoncello.
There were quite a few lowlights, unfortunately, from the presser as well. We've played the I don't like the media bite quite a bunch already.
Yeah, we have.
There was also this when they were asked about season ticket deposits already made for next year's Coyotes team.
And season ticket refunds will be made immediately.
Immediately. We're going to look at it and we'll address it immediately. Just let me, give me a chance to breathe a little bit. Just. It's been very, like Gary said, it's been overwhelming.
Brother.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alex.
My brother.
Please. Are we stressing you out?
I got a lot going on. You want your money back?
Give me just a minute, all right?
I need that money to buy the land. What are you talking about?
That's what he says to all the people he has to pay, too. Can you give me a minute? I know you want to get paid now, but I got a lot of stuff going on. I'll pay
mention,
you when I get.
He once again emphasized that he has no idea what anybody's talking about when it comes to unpaid bills.
He did get asked that again. And he goes, I pay my bills.
He
does,
but he is also a guy that negotiates. What I've been told is that he will pay the bill, but he always tries to negotiate it down. I owe you $1,000. What if I just give you $700? Like, that's what he does. He negotiates all of the bills to try to see if he can get them for less.
Not that this wasn't a serious note, but on a truly serious note, when the commissioner of the NHL speaks about his sincerity and wanting to bring hockey back to the Valley, I very much believe him. If I'm just being honest,
he's worked as hard as he has already.
And I understand right now Alex Morello is our only chance and choice of getting
five
the hockey
years
back
he is.
Here
yeah.
for the next 5 years. I very much believe in Gary Bettman and his commitment to having hockey here. That
so
is
then you're,
very real.
Like so then in some ways, like, don't you need to root for this guy? Everybody hates him right now, but in a way, like, if you do want the sport back, don't you have to root for him?
Yeah, you do, because he made it very clear to us yesterday. He's taking all 5 years in which he's been allotted to build this arena. So if it's not going to be him, we're in for a long wait for hockey.
And listen, my understanding, too, is like when they, even though all of the history goes, give me 30 seconds here.
Okay, yeah.
All the history is going to go to Utah, okay? That team's going to have all the history. If they bring a team back, they're going to hang the Tkachuk and Roenick. All those banners, those banners are going to be rehung even though that history is in Utah.
Yeah.
Like when Winnipeg came here, they hung a Dale Hawerchuk and Thomas Steen banner. But then Winnipeg got a team back, They said, screw you guys. And they put those guys back up in the room because that's where people know them from. Yeah. We don't know Dale Hawerchuk from Phoenix, but they know him in Winnipeg. You understand what I'm saying?
No, no, no. Totally. I got you. I was just, you know, hopefully they don't misplace it like Doan's banner. Tomorrow, it's going to be game one of the first round of the NBA playoffs for the Phoenix Suns. Many big names in this series when you think about Rudy Gobert, Karl Anthony Towns, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal. Michael Wilbon on NBA Today wonders if this is going to be a coming out party of a series for Anthony Edwards.
There have been these comparisons, and they're, people better be careful with that. But I know what the comparisons are to the fierceness, to the explosion, to the personality with which he plays, to the way he rallies teammates by making some of those plays like that block where he falls and crashes to the floor and hops right back up. Those things are reminiscent. Anthony Edwards, I want to see, is this his coming out party? What are we going to get from him? And is he going to, by the end of this series, make everybody say, uh-oh?
I'll say this much. It'll be a statement given how poorly he's performed against the Suns this season.
He's only 22 years old. And for what it's worth, I think Wilbon had Anthony Edwards second to in the MVP voting, at least in terms of his MVP of the NBA this year. I think he had Anthony Edwards number two behind Jokic.
Wow.
For what it's worth.
Okay, that's impressive.
Yeah, series starts on Saturday.
Tomorrow
at
12:30 morning. Tomorrow afternoon.
Can't wait. Let's go. Let's see what we got. I'm really looking forward to it. We all are. We're really looking forward to it.
We just need some competitive basketball. There's a lot of really good series upcoming in the playoffs.
Yes, there are.
Go ahead.
Dallas LA Clippers is going to be the one to me.
Oh, yeah.
And Dallas and the Clippers.
And just, what, not Nuggets-Lakers?
The Nuggets are going to kill the Lakers.
No, not Nuggets-Lakers.
The Nuggets are going to kill the Lakers.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't think that series is going to be that competitive. I think Clippers-Mavs is going to be a war. I mean, just an absolute knockdown, drag them out, seven-game classic. Unless Kawhi Leonard can't play, then that raises a whole other bunch of issues.
Let's switch to the NCAA football field because, guys, we finally got them. It only took about 4 years, too, for NCAA to levy the punishments against Arizona State University. So the program is going to enter a four-year probationary period. The program will be forced to pay a fine. They will have to vacate records, and they will have to see scholarship reductions, all as a result of the infractions under then-head coach Herm Edwards. And here's the kicker. They're still not done because there's a couple of coaches, reportedly one of them being Antonio Pierce, who don't necessarily agree with the infractions that are yet to be levied by the NCAA.
What does he care? Look, what do you care? You're the coach of the Raiders. You're not coming back.
Yeah. I mean, look, no postseason ban. The ASU already self-imposed that a year ago. So nothing super harsh. I know a lot of the wins from the previous few years have to be vacated because of this.
What that's, wins?
That's good. And you're an ASU guy.
That's good. Although
that's pretty good.
Although Chris Cartman did indicate that ASU's historic 70-7 win over Arizona will not be vacated.
Thank goodness.
At least
that's
that
the
one
only
stays
one
on the record
about.
Book, right? Yeah. At least that one's still out there.
A couple of more transfers for the football program, sticking with them. We mentioned Elijah Badger a little bit ago, but also tight end Bryce Pierre are going to be on their way out of Tempe. This a day after quarterback Jaden Rashada announced his intent to transfer as well.
Money.
Elijah Badger's a good receiver. Go look at his numbers the last 2 years. Now, he had been hurt, and he hadn't been around this spring. But there's reports that, Bama and Texas A&M are looking at him.
Yeah, that Georgia's looking at Jaden Rashada. You don't think that they're writing a big check for those players to come to those programs?
It really sucks. Yep. I hate this. I think it's terrible for college football. But they're poachers. The top schools are going to look. They're going to have spring practice. They're going to say, you know what? We're really thin on wide receiver. Let's look at some of those mid-level schools like Arizona State and see if we could take somebody from them. And you can, because all you have to do is... And I don't blame the kids. I don't blame the kids. Hey, come play for us. We'll give you $500,000. You'll give me how much? $500,000. What's your NIL deal with ASU? I was getting 50 grand. Like, how do you not go? How do you not go?
You don't. You go.
When it comes to money, you never blame the person's decision. And we'll close with Diamondbacks. Yesterday's 5-0 loss. Let's throw that in the trash.
I can't take the errors anymore. I'm losing my freaking mind on the amount
the
of
defense
errors.
Is rough.
Had another one last
there's
night.
There's still base-running errors last night.
Christian Walker picked off first base. Just fell down because he just got picked. He just fell. Okay, tag me. I'm out. I mean, it is... It's sloppy. Yeah, it is. It's what happened to our baseball team?
Uncharacteristically messy.
Sloppy.
Then and you pointed out the Kellen Olsen tweet where the disproportionate amount of scoring by the offense when it comes to the first three versus the last three innings. It's crazy. Maybe Jordan Montgomery will be the elixir to all those woes. He's making his Diamondbacks debut tonight. It did come at a couple of costs, however. Ryan Nelson has been placed on the 15-day injured list with a right elbow contusion. Jace Peterson, who, if I'm not mistaken, has only had one hit so far this season,
sounds right,
designated for assignment ahead of tonight's game.
Yeah, Pavin Smith called
up.
Because
he sucked.
Jordan, he did. He was
no, he
not
sucked.
Good.
I
Jace
was putting
Peterson
it politely, but yes.
No, this is like, not, I don't care if he's listening on his way to the airport. He's a terrible baseball player. He shouldn't have been in. He shouldn't be. He's a terrible baseball player. He should have never made the rosters. And he like probably shouldn't be in the major leagues.
I don't care if he's listening on his way to
I don't
the
care.
Airport.
You suck. Like
a Pete Fairbanks level of general suckage? Or like
he's just a
just not
suck.
A good base. You're not a good Major League Baseball player. That like, doesn't mean you're not a good person or that you're not, like, but you're not a good baseball player.
I'm not topping that. Just wrap it up, Mitch. We're good.
Yeah, I think we're good. I'll just tell you, first pitch is at 7:15, so stay up for it.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Mitch. That's your 4 o'clock reset.